Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Come on!
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. Simon, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Excellent. I'm ready. The people are ready. Let's go. Welcome to Money Savage Engage. This is George Grumbacher. Simon Severino is the CEO of Strategy Sprints. It's an organization helping companies double their revenue in 90 days. I'm excited to have you on. Simon, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
So I'm Simon Severino. I live in Vienna, Austria, right beside the castle of Sissi Schönbrunn. Some of your audience might know it. So basically every day with my kids, I have 2 boys, basically every day we go to the zoo, we have our favorite animals, and that's my life. And I like to do some sports. And when I'm not doing that, I lead a global business that is made of sprint coaches. And the sprint coaches help entrepreneurs get out of the weeds, focus, grow their business, and create every month more time, more money, more impact. And yeah, our favorite thing is to work with them in a 90-day sprint that doubles their revenue. That's what we most like to do.
Well, that sounds like an attractive thing, I think, probably for anybody. Before we get into that, you go to the zoo every day?
Every day.
That's amazing.
Our current favorite animal is the cheetah. So my kids, Federico was asking, I shouldn't say, hey, Siri, right now, because something will start. But he said, hey, Siri, what's the fastest animal? And then Siri said, the sprinter animal is the cheetah. And since that moment, we are all in love with the cheetah. And they just got 4 kids. So you can imagine, every day is a highlight.
Oh, for sure. What a super cool thing. All right. Nice. Well, what an awesome thing to be able to do with 2 boys. Probably get a little bit of exercise, get outside. It is a win-win.
Exactly. And this is, you know, this is the nice part of being an entrepreneur. You have all the risk, you have all the hustle and all that stuff. But when it works, you are your own boss. You can do whatever you want, whenever you want. It's just in terms of organizing yourself and organizing work in a good way. And this is what we teach. So I have some good tools there. And I like to have time with my boys and with my wife and with my friends. And I'm glad it is possible now in the 3rd year of our own company.
That's awesome. And isn't that fundamentally, I know as an entrepreneurial guy that's really what I'm interested in is having a lifestyle that I want. I want to do important, good work, but I also want to be able to spend time with my 2 boys and my wife and do things like that. So tell me a little bit about, or tell me everything about why sprints?
So when I created Strategy Sprints, when I founded it, it was all about freedom. I want freedom. I want to see yes or no, when I work, where I work. I want to just work with people who I think I want to serve. And I want to have around me people that I like and that is fun to work with. I want the energy to be a creative energy. And well, guess what? Year 1, I was everything. I was the IT department, fulfillment department. I was every department. And it was not so much freedom at all. So the highlight of the first year was that I could have the weekends sacred. So weekends without work, that was one of the milestones of year 1. And then because I was building the product and selling the product. So even if you do it with co-founders, I was an alone founder, and I'm very happy that I have done it this way. But even if you co-found and one is creating the product and the other one is selling the product, it's super intense and it's not freedom at all. It's intense work, meaningful work. It will create freedom soon, but first you have to put the work in. Second year, I was out of fulfillment. So I certified strategy sprint coaches. The product was ready. So I started teaching people how to do it. I got some great people in. And now in the second year, I was out of fulfillment. So they were doing fulfillment, which is coaching entrepreneurs to double their revenue in 90 days. And I was out of that. I was only doing sales and growth. Now I'm in the third year. And well, sales means I was doing the setting and the closing. So next part, I went out of the setting. I was just the closer. So I would wake up in the morning, have 7 calls in my calendar. Who are these people? Oh, sales calls. Okay, let's try to close them. And then year after, third year, now I am even out of sales. So I just do growth. And growth means going to podcasts and talking about what we do, doing joint ventures with cool companies that are complementary and that need it, working on the vision, hiring and firing. That's basically my job right now, third year.
And what do you think is going to happen next year? Retirement.
Oh, who knows? Never. Next year, we will have even more sprint coaches. Now we have 11 certified sprint coaches. Next year, we plan to have 25. We will have more countries we operate in. It's basically just scaling what we are already doing. We love to do what we do. I love to go to talk to cool people like I'm doing right now and to exchange perspectives. And this is what I'm doing. I will be the spokesperson for the next 3 years.
Nice. I love it. All right. So certified sprint coach, why do people come to you, or why do they engage with their firm? What is the pain that they're experiencing?
They had some great years, like they are in the third year, in the fifth year, sometimes even in the 20th year, but they have come to a point where growth is not enough anymore. So they come to 20,000 to 30,000 per month in revenue, and they hit a plateau. So they become the bottleneck. And they say, I will never get to 50,000 per month this way. How do I get there? I want to scale this. I want maybe to sell it in 5 years. I want maybe to get out of fulfillment, but I don't know how. This is the point where they come to us. And usually it starts that they enjoy their life a little bit less because they're working too much. And sometimes they bring in people and then maybe they make 100,000, 200,000 more per year, but their life is miserable. And this is the point where they say, okay, I want to scale this, but not this way. I don't enjoy leading people this way. I don't enjoy working more. I want to work less and have the system be more ready, more self-adaptive. This is the point where they come.
Got it. So they're a successful enterprise, but they're running up against it. Like, okay, I could put in more time to get more money, but that's not why I signed up for this in the first place. We want to be going to the zoo and be able to take a little bit of time off. So it's we are in need of some better systems.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They need more time, better systems, and a better process for leading people and for really scaling up people so that people take over a lot of responsibility and not just tasks. Because usually these are people, they delegate tasks, but they are still in the weeds because they have to check that the tasks are done, the tasks are not done correctly, then they start doing it again. Maybe they love just coding and they start coding again, or they love coaching, they do again the coaching themselves. So there are these points where it becomes really clear that they are now the bottleneck. They have to fire themselves from their own company, so from the fulfillment. And this is usually the moment where they start sprinting.
Got it. Okay. So people come to you because they want the things that we've been talking about, and then you do an assessment of just everything, probably the ins and the outs, all of their processes to identify where that bottleneck is or where the bottlenecks are.
Yeah. So when somebody wants to sprint, and we have two calls to find out if they are really a good fit and if we can 100% guarantee that we will reach the goals, because we have a 100% money back guarantee. So we don't take everybody. We take only the people where we are 100% sure that we will rock it. So they start, and then 10 minutes later, they get a link. And in this link, there is a 90 minutes assessment where it's kind of a due diligence. We go through all the numbers, the systems, the vision, the strategy, the process, and then the marketing system, fulfillment system, sales system. And so the sprint coach, based on that, prepares a roadmap. The roadmap has three goals for each month. We work in cycles of 90 days. So there is goal for month one, goal for month two, goal for month three. And every month has three metrics, three numbers that we go after and that we track every 7 days. That's the sprint methodology. We have a revenue number, we have a team confidence number, and we have a customer happiness number. And these three numbers get measured every 7 days. We don't want to feel progress or to feel like there is no progress. We want to see and measure progress every 7 days.
Nice. Well, that certainly makes sense. 100% money back guarantee is a very compelling thing. So you figured out on your end what elements really need to be there. Obviously, it's already an effective product or service because they're making $20,000 or $30,000, just to throw that number out. And then you have the experience of being able to recognize, okay, here's our red flags that we need to address. And then you have what are a lot of those common, or is it, what are some really common roadblocks or red flags or bottlenecks that you find? Are there through lines between a lot of the people that you're helping?
Yeah, in the first month, you need to get them out of the weeds. So it's about creating time, finding time. So we do time analysis with them, see how they spend their time right now. And then they go through a process where they identify what to delegate more, what to cut, what to automate, what to systemize. And based on what gives them energy, what takes energy from them, and what is neutral, they then decide which first three things to systemize. And we systemize them with them. And from there, we continue building the so-called playbook, where all the systems will be in one place in a way that is simple. So you have your client onboarding system, and you have your fulfillment system, and you have your upselling system. The core systems of their business will be there. And this is critical to get right in the first month. The second month, it's about sales. Now we create a repeatable sales system, which is predictable. So our sprint coaches ask, what are your numbers of next week? And then at the beginning of the sprint, they don't know the revenue of next week. They don't know the revenue of the next month. But in month two, we install all these systems where they have a reliable sales number based on the forecast. Because usually they don't have a good forecast. Especially 2020, where everything gets funky, the way people have done forecasts is absolutely fantasy land. It's a number that's never correct. And so it's not reliable. And we have our own system of how to know exactly what the numbers of next week are, because we are measuring every 7 days. We know exactly what this team right now can bring, and we know how to improve that by a couple percent every week. So it's a reliable number. And this is what we do in month two. in month three, then now we have the foundations. People have time to work on their business. We have a predictable sales, so revenue is going up. And now we go into marketing. Now it's about telling more about this, because there is a wonderful thing. It's working very well. Now, please inform the world, share it with the world. And this is the marketing system. Now get out there and get a lot of stages and inform the people wherever they are about this, because you need to share this with the world. It's something wonderful. It's working. So share it.
Nice. Well, that certainly makes sense. So step number one in month one, how are you spending your time? And I think you probably need to be brutally honest with them. They need to be brutally honest with themselves, right? And then month number two, it's let's make sure that we have a repeatable and predictable sales process, which certainly makes sense to me. And then month number three, let's go share this thing with the world. Nice.
Absolutely. And yeah, it's about honesty to yourself. And if you have done, I'm doing the time analysis for myself since 17 years. I had the blessing that my first boss in St. Gallen, Switzerland, he was very much so Professor Malik in St. Gallen, very known marketing management guru, also very good at marketing, yeah, but a management guru, and he would say, Simon, it's not enough that you have these great results. You have to learn every evening about what you did. So you have to write down what you did, you have to write down the outcome, and you have to find 1% improvement tomorrow. So it's not enough to do a good work. You have to learn. You have to continuously learn about what you do and adapt that. So he told me how to write it, the day down. You basically write your day down and then find out what is really working and where are you wasting time. You thought it is important, but it's not. And when you do it for the first time, I don't know if you have experiences with that. When you do it for the first time, you see that there is a huge gap between what you think that you were doing and what you were really doing. So when I did it for the first time, I saw that I lose 1.5 hours on social media per day without wanting it. I'm just checking one thing, but then it's an infinity pool. And 10 minutes later, I forget what I wanted to check and I am somewhere else. So there are a lot of infinity pools in such a day. When you do the exercise for the first time, we find 14 hours, 10 to 14 hours per week that we can free up with entrepreneurs. And in some cases, it's that they watch Netflix every evening, but then they say, hey, you know what? I want to go into this AI market. In the evening, I will not watch 2 hours of Netflix. I will read 25 pages of something related to this field that I want to improve in, or this language. So there are on average 10 to 14 hours that we find where people can organize themselves better. And yeah, they get a ton of freedom through that. 10 hours per day compounded in a year, compounded in 10 years, you're getting a ton of life back.
Yeah, that is a powerful thing right there. And yes, I have gone through the exercise of recognizing how capable I am of absolutely wasting time. And that's such a valuable exercise. And what a beautiful discipline to that Professor Malik, I think he said was his name, to go and write it down and then to get 1% better every day. If you can do that, I really have to question whether or not that almost guarantees your success. So I love it, Simon. That is good stuff. Well, Simon, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Right now in this funky 2020, I would say do less. Reduce the number of activities per day to only one thing. So solve the current number one bottleneck of your business. It might be operations, it might be sales, it might be marketing. It's usually one of these three. I can share with you a 15 minutes exercise on how you identify it. But when you have identified it, just solve this one bottleneck to your growth before you start anything else. So don't do 17 different projects at once. Don't do a little bit of growth hacking and a little bit of product development and a little bit of AI backing into your product. Just solve one bottleneck after the other and start the next project when the first is finished at 100%, not at 93%. So that's my advice. Do one bottleneck solving after the other. Fix the one bottleneck next week and then measure that it is solved. And you can grab our exercise. It's at strategysprint.com/sales. It's a 15-minute exercise where you find the bottleneck in your current sales funnel, and then you can act upon it.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
Simon, thank you so much for coming on. Tell us where Savage Nation can learn more about you and how people can engage, aside from taking the assessment that you just shared with us.
We are having fun in our Facebook group. It's called Entrepreneurship in Sprints. Pass by there, see what sprinters are doing. There's a lot of fun going on there. And our website is strategysprints.com.
I love it. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Simon your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to strategysprints.com. Check out all the great resources. Go to strategysprints.com. Or sorry, strategysprints.com/sales and take that exercise that Simon was just talking about, and then find the Facebook group at Entrepreneurs in Sprint. Is it Entrepreneurs or Entrepreneurship in Sprints?
Entrepreneurship in Sprints.
Entrepreneurship in Sprints. Excellent. Well, thank you again, Simon.
Thank you so much. Keep rolling, everybody.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.